Se puede decir mucho con música. Suena Jazz Life.
Esta canción y esta versión no la voy a presentar. Les diré simplemente que es Nat King Cole.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
To know somehow you are near. I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you
Big Damone cantando On the Street Where You Live. Se llamaba en realidad Vito Rocco Farinola. Obviamente era descendiente de italianos, pero había nacido en Brooklyn, en New York. Antes, Nat King Cole con su clásico inolvidable.
Para decir lo indispensable, un solo lenguaje. Jazz Life.
El poeta, editor y periodista Quincy Troupe dice: Miles Davis era un gran poeta de su instrumento. Con él podía proyectar notas redondas y cálidas que conmovían las más recónditas emociones humanas. Y también emitir quebrados trinos capaces de evocar el colérico sonido de las balas al ser disparadas. A veces su trompeta parecía flotar, atravesando enrevesados ritmos e indicaciones de tempo con una velocidad y precisión escalofriantes. Su sonido podía penetrar como un cuchillo afilado. También podía brotar amortiguado, tierno y suave como una canción de cuna, aunque siempre cargado de profunda emoción. El sonido de Miles te obligaba invariablemente a incorporarte y prestar atención. Era un sonido bruñido, reflexivo e inolvidable. Quincy Troupe.
We'll be right back. man called Miles, cause seems to me he's gonna be around for a long while. Cause he's a multi-talented and gifted musician who can play any position. It's no mystery that you're no risk to me, cause I'm the lover until your girl to throw a kiss to me and hop in bed and have a fight with the pillow. Turn off the lights and let the J give it to you, and let the trumpet blow as I kick this. Cause rapping is fundamental and Miles sounds so wicked. A little taste of the bebop sound with the backdrop of doo-hop, and this is why we call it the doo-bop, the doo-bop. On they high beams, and when I just come through, you think you bad, but somebody seen you climbing a tree like Jack B. Nimble. Yo, Miles, blow the trumpet off of A&M.
Miles Davis' style is different, you can describe it as specific. He ripped rage and roll, no time for watching Andy Griffith. You can, all you want, go ahead. While he take the doo-hop and mix it with bebop, just like a maker in the shoe shop, Easy Moby will cream you like the new gap. And usually we do our butts, since Miles wanna cool out, you can do that, Miles. Blow your trumpet, show the people this one is the doo-bop.
Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound.
This one is the doo-bop.
Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound. Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound. Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound with Miles Davis. Just kicking that.
Dos momentos de la carrera de Miles Davis. Recién The Doo-Bop Song y antes Tutu, que es el tema que da título al álbum del mismo nombre.
Para decir lo indispensable, un solo lenguaje. Jazz Live.
Ahora desde un álbum de 1963, el saxofonista Hank Mobley.
Thank you.
Jazz Life. Nuevo, clásico y más allá.
Cantante, flautista. Ella se llamaba Barbara Humphrey, pero le decían Bobby Humphrey. Y la vamos a escuchar haciendo Blacks and Blues. Vamos a cerrar el programa de hoy con una arpista estadounidense llamada Brandi Younger. Antes déjenme decirles que la producción y musicalización del programa es de Eduardo Cansobre, Mariela Boschi en la locución, el Chango Gómez y Sergio Gazzaniga en la edición, y yo soy Gabriel Galar. En el cierre entonces, esta arpista estadounidense llamada Brandi Younger. Gracias por todo, ojalá ustedes hayan disfrutado del programa tanto como nosotros.
En el aire. Jazz Live con Gabriel Galar. Musicaliza y produce Eduardo Cansobre. Jazz Live, nuevo, clásico y más allá.